This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. He has over 130 pieces in print, choral works that are regularly performed across the country. He's also conducted his own Requiem at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, and throughout Europe. Bradley Ellingbow is, of course, director of choral activities right here at the University of New Mexico. And his most recent work, written during a sabbatical from UNM last spring, premieres Tuesday night, December 3rd, at the Kiva Auditorium in downtown Albuquerque. We're delighted to have Bradley Ellingbow with us this morning for a preview. Brad, welcome.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Spencer.
Great to have you here. Now, you've titled this new work Star Song, and you start talking about the work in reference to the writings of Carl Sagan.
The nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, the carbon in our apple pies were made in the interiors of collapsing stars. We are made of star stuff. And that's Carl Sagan from his book Cosmos. I think it's pretty interesting that energy cannot be taken out of the universe, and we are all made of the same stuff. And I remember once the great Alice Parker was here at the university, and she was a colleague and right hand to the great Robert Shaw. And she said, you know, everything vibrates, really. Of course, music vibrates, sound vibrates, light vibrates. The atoms in this desk that we're leaning against vibrate. And this idea of music of the spheres, that somehow if only our ears were tuned differently, we could hear the sound that the light from a star makes, became quite fascinating with me. And it's a big idea, and I wrote a 12-movement work, and I think I wrestled some of these ideas to the ground, but it's a pretty big concept, and that's anyhow what this piece is talking about.
And the texts that you've chosen are wonderfully eclectic. We're going from Milton to Hildegard to Rilke, Whitman. What was your criteria? What were you looking for in those texts?
These poems, and I could have chosen many more, but a dozen seems like a good idea, come from different times, different cultures. We've got Hebrew, Greek philosophy. We've got Billy Collins, the contemporary American who is always makes me smile. And I think they were all scratching at this surface that, you know, we are all made of the same stuff. Let's try and be in harmony and not in disunity.
I know it's very difficult to talk about music, to put that into language, but can you talk a little bit, Brad, about how your music relates to this idea?
I'm very proud of these poems, and I think I can say that because I didn't write them. I chose them, and then I thought it was my job to put a good frame around them. So, for example, Hildegard von Bingen wrote in what we would call sort of Gregorian chant. I wrote that in the style of a little bit of a chant-like tune, and we sing that in Latin. It's got some modern touches around it, but I think you can hear that thread of chant throughout. Whereas the Billy Collins talks about a small jazz combo, and so that's piano, clarinet, string bass, and tenor soloist. And so, you know, if you had a great painting by Monet and you put a rustic pine frame around it, that would be wrong, you know. But if you had sort of a Western painting, that pine frame might be just the thing. So I tried to put a frame that was appropriate to each of these pieces. And so my music's only meant to bring the poetry to the people.
Composer Bradley Ellingbow premieres Star Song, a new 12-movement work for chorus, tenor, and small orchestra, Tuesday night, December 3rd at 7:30 at the Kiva Auditorium in downtown Albuquerque. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance at the Kiva box office. Brad, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. Thanks, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
I hear the river fall.